Welcome to the Dominica News Online Week in Review for the week April 24th to the 28th. I'm your reader, Nicole Georges-Bennett. In the newsmaking headlines this week, Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot has revealed it will cost about US$220 million to build an international airport in Dominica. He was speaking at a national consultation earlier this week at the State House Conference Center under the theme Development Prospects for Dominica within the context of the Citizenship by Investment Program as a platform for raising the funds necessary to finance development activities. Prime Minister Skerrit pointed to creative ways in which the project will be funded, since no bank will give out that kind of money, including the creation of an airport development fund supplied with a percentage of monies from the Citizenship by Investment Program funds. According to the Prime Minister, last year the government engaged a firm to do a feasibility study on the possibility of an international airport for Dominica and to advise on the best suited site. He stated that although the best site identified was in the vicinity of Ross University in Portsmouth, the experts have found a site close to Woodford Hill. In other news, the Police Welfare Association and government are heading for a showdown after the organization rejected the government's latest proposal on salary negotiations for the 2015 to 2018 triennium. The two parties have been at loggerheads since negotiations began, with the PWA rejecting a wage freeze for that period and asking for a 15% salary increase. The PWA will be meeting with government's negotiating team on May 19th. Having rejected government's latest proposal of 0% in the first year, a one-time payment of 50% of their salaries in the second year, and a 3% increase in the third year. Union leaders say they look forward to an improved offer from government. Chief of Police Daniel Carbon turned down a request from the opposition United Workers' Party to hold a march and public meeting in Roseau on Tuesday, April 25th. The announcement was made by Superintendent of Police Richmond Valentine, who said that Carbon cited national security interest and public safety reasons for turning down the request. He said the leadership of the UWP was advised to seek an alternative venue for the meeting. This is the second time that Carbon has denied the UWP permission to hold a march in Roseau. And the London-based Privy Council has awarded court costs of over £45,000 to chartered accountant Kieron Pinard-Byrne to be paid by Lennox Linton in the decade-old defamation court matter between them. The attorney representing Pinard-Byrne in the matter, Tony Astafan, made the announcement on state-owned DBS Radio earlier this week. Astafan said that there is no deadline and Linton must pay immediately. The matter centers around the Layu River Economic Citizenship Program and the Layu River Hotel Project and goes back to 2002 when Pinard-Byrne sued Linton because of an article he published on a website and statements made about the same program on a radio show on which Linton, who was a journalist then, was a guest. The Privy Council ruled in favor of Pinard-Byrne, saying he was indeed libeled by Linton. Meanwhile, Mr. Linton's legal woes continued when High Court Judge Bernie Stevenson struck out a defense by Mr. Linton in the alleged rapist minister's case brought by members of the 2014 Skerrit cabinet. Senior counsel Anthony Astafan had asked the court to strike out the defense of Linton, saying his case was entirely hopeless. Linton was sued by the ministers following remarks he made at a UWP Youth In It 2 rally held at St. Joseph in 2014, where he referred to alleged activities by government ministers as rape. The ministers subsequently filed a defamation lawsuit, and Linton was also asked to pay $1 million in compensation. Judge Stevenson, in a 50-page judgment, said the defense of qualified privilege would not succeed, and the defense preferred by the defendants when reviewed are incapable of succeeding. Mr. Linton described the ruling as unfair, saying the judge has chosen to ignore the evidence he provided, and that the matter will now go before a higher court. Former IMF economist and senator in the Parliament of Dominica, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, has been appointed senior economic and international policy advisor to the government of South Sudan, Africa. He told DNO that the contract will be for 1 year, and he will be responsible for offering policy advice to the transitional government, assisting in the organization of resources of the state, and importantly, establishing an economic and financial management policy for the country, which engages key stakeholders, including the IMF, World Bank, and the African Development Bank. When asked of the future of his status as a senator, considering the new appointment, Fountain said he would only resign if the new job prevents him from attending Parliament. And a report by the Dominica Employers Federation has shown that a total of 9,000 sick leave certificates were registered in 2016 to social insurance and employers, totaling close to 99,000 sick days claimed. Additionally, the report shows that a total of 5 doctors gave out the equivalent of 91.1 years of sick leave in 2016 alone. The report states, the trend in certified sick leave has been alarming over the past 6 years. 2016 has continued the increasing trend in absenteeism and associated payroll costs to employers. At a government consultation earlier this week, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett expressed concern over the large numbers of unnecessary sick leaves granted in Dominica. And those were the headlines this week. For details of these and other stories, please review dominicanewsonline.com. Our music theme is from Ithaca Studios. I'm Nicole Georges-Bennett. Thank you for listening.